On April 23rd, I launched a limited series podcast, Christian Women and Menopause, strategies for midlife women who want to know what the Bible says about menopause symptoms like stress, lack of confidence, anxiety, and depression. And to let you know how much I appreciate you listening, I'm giving away an Amazon gift card to one lucky winner. Visit hellohotflash.com/giveaway to sign up. A link is in the show notes. Christian Women and Menopause on Apple or wherever you listen to podcasts. Christian Women and Menopause, a limited series brought to you by Hello Hot Flash. Hey there, I'm Stephanie Shaw. Welcome to the Hello Hot Flash podcast, where midlife women can learn from guest experts and authors who discuss menopause and all that comes with this new chapter in our lives. Hello Hot Flash, where we learn to control the change and not let the change control us. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Hello Hot Flash, where we help you control the midlife change. I am so happy to be here today with Julie. Julie, thank you so much for being a guest.
Oh, my pleasure. You are just so delightful. And Stephanie, I'm thrilled to be on your podcast. This is great. And I just can't wait to help women because we've all been in that boat. It's a wild ride, but can be very fruitful when we focus on our health, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I'm excited that we're going to talk about sugar today because like I am in recovery and people think I'm joking, but it really is an addiction. So I cannot wait to get into all the juicy details and you're going to heal me and I'll be cool for life after this call. So, but before we get started, I want to properly introduce you. So everyone, Julie Deniluk is a registered holistic nutritionist and a highly sought after anti-inflammatory expert and speaker. She is an award-winning author of four national best-selling books, Meals That Heal Inflammation, Slimming Meals That Heal, Hot Detox, and Becoming Sugar-Free. That's the one that, you know, I probably need to extra. I like three colors of highlights on that one. So Julie, again, thank you so much for being here. Tell me a little bit about your journey and why you're doing what you're doing.
I want to take it to what would really be the best fit so we can maximize people's value here. I had a really scary journey into menopause. It started early. I had a shock menopause at 45. It's really hard when you don't expect to go into menopause. You think, oh, I got another 5 years of perimenopause before this happens. And then you just get thrown into the deep end. And of course, my hormones were upheaved. My moods were erratic. My weight went way up. Like I definitely struggled. And as a nutritionist who has focused on anti-inflammatory nutrition for so many years, I said, okay, well, I really have to walk my talk. I need to double down on exercise. I need to make sure to get enough of the good stuff, which we'll get into today. And I'm so thrilled to report that I'm actually back to the weight I was in high school. I'm able to strength train at a higher level than I ever have. And I'm pain-free, which is a lot because I used to have arthritis, bursitis, and colitis. So I've personally recovered from major inflammatory disorders. So when people go, oh, you know, it seems really easy for you, just know that I come through this fiery, crazy midlife time. And that I do believe you can get into remission and you can have the best years ahead of you. Because the great thing about 50 and beyond is that we are moving into our power period. We're at the summit of our lives. So it's so exciting to just turn the head on this conversation because it's really easy to go into, you know, I've been there. But for us to go into that empowerment and know that we can have a really great 50s once we're through this change.
So I'm going to dig a little deeper on your story. So you listed a number of things that the audience may be suffering with. So was this overnight? Did it take 5 years? What was that journey to get to where you're feeling at your best?
Well, to go back a little bit, I had arthritis, bursitis, colitis because I nearly died of food poisoning in Thailand. So when you have near-death food poisoning, your whole body is set into a constant state of inflammation. And I came home with the colitis, but then it quickly moved to arthritis and bursitis, because when you have a lot of gut inflammation, it dominoes into your joints and into your ligaments, tendons, muscles. That's what I had to put in remission. So that's why I wrote Meals That Heal Inflammation, is because I had to put all my energy, all the cards into how do I heal my gut? How do I get rid of colitis? And as a result, got rid of my arthritic pain in my hands and my knees and my hips. So I'm so grateful to be in remission, because many women face real pain. Once their estrogen drops, the risk of arthritic pain really goes up. And a lot of women deal with fibromyalgia and stuff. So we really need to work on reducing inflammation. And that's why I'm so excited to talk to you today, because there's so much we can do to reduce the fire that's in the background of all these major illnesses. If it starts, if it has IS at the end, so arthritis, bursitis, colitis, diverticulitis, you could build a rap song from all the itises that exist. Yeah. They're all inflammatory diseases.
Yeah. I love that you're saying that, because a lot of people assume that I have to go straight to the medicine and I'm going to be on that for the rest of my life. I will never feel better. But more and more, I'm hearing stories just like yours, where people are doing things like reading your book, or they're learning how to eat low inflammatory foods, and they're starting to heal their body. So there's a lot of power behind what you said. Thank you for saying that. Let's talk about sugar. I hate when people tell me not to eat sugar. I'm so much better now, and I don't do white sugar, I will say that. But you know, you still get those cravings every once in a while. So talk to me a little bit about how does the consumption of sugar, and include processed foods in that, how does that affect us, especially when our hormones are changing?
Did you know that there's some great studies showing that high sugar consumption and high flour, which turns into sugar right in your mouth, will literally cause extra hot flashes? And the reason why is because your insulin goes up. And unfortunately, the insulin going up like that is going to cause an imbalance in your sex hormones. And it can even over time cause a real issue with your estrogen. And that fluctuation of estrogen is really what's causing the hot flash. And also, we have to remember, like, even night sweats are directly tied to blood sugar, because you can have a hot flash or night sweats even when you're not menopausal, if you have massive swings in your blood sugar. Yeah. So it turns out that keeping your blood sugar nice and level is one of the most critical things you can do to make sure that you don't have excessive hot flashes. And I really needed to learn that one. Know that I was a card-carrying sugar addict. I ate 3,000 calorie binges of, you know, my favorite was freezing cold Honey Nut Cheerios with cold milk. Ooh. Or big ice cream sandwiches with 2 chocolate chip cookies, like just stupid stuff that would get me into these super high blood sugars, and then my blood sugar would crash. And so even though I'm a nutritionist, even though I work hard on my blood sugar, now that I'm menopausal, I'm shocked that my insulin resistance is present from my old ways, right? Yeah. So I'm always having to work on improving my insulin sensitivity by increasing exercise and avoiding spiking my blood sugar. So now I do not have those, you know, sugar spiking moments, because I know they're going to run into troubles. And a lot of people were like, well, that's easy for you to say, but how do you do it?
Right.
I think a big piece is there's actually a process that can really help. I feel like I need to give you more of the floor, but there's a process you can use to avoid it. So, okay, I'll jump in.
Go.
It turns out that there's great science to support that when you eat food in a different order, you balance your blood sugar. So I did an experiment myself where I had a grain-free bagel, because I'm celiac. And then I also ate a salad with nice dressing on it and 3 eggs as a breakfast. It was delicious, right? But I ate it in that order and my blood sugar shot up to 8.5. And then the next day, I just changed the order of the food, where I had the salad with the oil, then the eggs, and then I ate my bagel, and my blood sugar only went up to 5.4. So you can change it, because the fiber and the fat and the protein buffers your blood sugar by binding and holding the carbs in solution so that they can't be absorbed all at once, keeping your blood sugar level balanced and preventing those hot flashes.
Everyone, this is why she is here. I remember you talking about that in Canada. I'm like, oh my goodness, she has to tell people about it. That's so incredible because we don't think about that. We often think just eliminate everything or making these drastic changes, but there can be just tweaks in what you're eating. Talk to the listeners about what sugar is, because a lot of people assume that it's just sugar or cane sugar, but talk about the OSEs, O-S-E-s.
Yeah. So dozens of names for sugar, be fructose, maltose, dextrose, sucrose, anything that ends in O-S-E is a sugar. Mm-hmm. But then we also have to be looking at, are you also sensitive to the fact that flour, white flour, corn flour, potato flour is going to actually break down the digestive enzymes in your mouth, are going to chew the long chain carbs into short term. So it's so funny that we're like, you got to eat whole grain. Yeah. But if it doesn't have enough fiber in it, those flours just simply turn into sugars right in your mouth. And now it's spiking your blood sugar. A piece of actual bread, mm-hmm. like even if it's brown bread, can spike your blood sugar higher than 2 teaspoons of sugar.
Wow.
So it's really important for us to buffer any flour or sugar containing ingredients, anything from Pop-Tarts to crackers to bread, anything like that, wraps, they're all containing flour. And if flour is in the ingredient list, know that that needs to be considered very similar to sugar because it will become sugar right within your body.
So do we need to be completely sugar-free? Are there options like beet sugar or monk fruit or eating a date?
Yeah, I mean, monk fruit doesn't have any sugar in it. So let's talk monk fruit because it's my favorite substitution.
Yeah.
So monk fruit is this really cool sweetener from Asia that's just new to North America. And what's cool about it is that it's 200 times sweeter than sugar, but doesn't have any added sugar in it. Because it doesn't have any sugars, it's the perfect sweetener for diabetics, for people who are trying to bust their sugar cravings, because it's intensely sweet, but doesn't have an aftertaste. And it's just spectacular. So it's my all-time favorite sweetener. Just one drop in tea or, you know, maybe 2 drops in your coffee. You're going to be shocked at how pleasant it is and how you're able to break up with sugar without extreme effort, right? Because when we don't have our blood sugar going up, we also don't have our blood sugar going down. So when we can keep it on that nice level, you're going to notice your sugar cravings quickly disappear, which is really exciting.
And the way food tastes when you become sugar-free is incredible. So I have a garden, but I've never grown broccoli. And this year I put some broccoli out there. Oh my goodness, broccoli is so sweet. Like everything, your palate becomes cleansed. Yeah. And everything starts to taste differently. So, and you stop missing the sugar. And as you said, the cravings go away. So, but you know, still like a...
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
So let me get to, you don't... Okay. You got to test your blood sugar. So mm-hmm. everybody can do a really cheap test with their doctor, get your fasting glucose. Yes. And the funny thing about your fasting glucose is, I mean, hardcore fasting glucose. Right. So I want you to go like 12 to 14 hours without a meal and no coffee, nothing. First thing in the morning, go have your blood sugar checked. Because if we can get a benchmark, if that is over 5.5, we're going to have to double down on letting go of sugars, because that means you're creeping close to type 2 diabetes, right? So you're in that pre-diabetic state where, whoa, you're becoming insulin resistant. And in the state of insulin resistance, your hot flashes, your mood fluctuations, your fatigue are all going to go through the roof. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm like, okay, it depends on where you're at. And also what kind of person are you? Are you a jump in kind of person? Because then you might do well just jumping in and going, you know, looking at your labels and going with monk fruit instead of sugar. But if you're somebody who's like, no, if I do that, I'm going to totally flunk out. I'm going to fall off the wagon. Then we want to just work slowly with you. And that's where in my book, I have 2, like go fast, go slow. Mm-hmm. And in the go slow, we also work with things like honey, because at least honey is not going to spike your insulin as quickly as other sweeteners. And it heals your gut lining and doesn't cause the anxiety of cane sugar. of like white refined sugar. There's health benefits to raw honey. So we try to work with you on like what would be helpful. And we also work with tools like the three food interference, where we bump up the fat, we bump up the protein, and we bump up the fiber to buffer your blood sugar. Because let's face it, until we find your new coping tools, because we all eat sugar to cope with our stress, we need to have a get out of jail free card. So we need to work with, how do I deal with things once I've already got them in my mouth, right? Mm-hmm. So we can, even though it's not perfect, we can really decide, okay, I'm going to take this tea and I'm going to stick a bunch of soluble fiber in it. And by drinking this right after that negative meal that I've just eaten, I'm going to also bind the sugar, because not all of it gets absorbed in the first minute. So after you've had something that you're not feeling good about, can you look for soluble fiber, which is a powder? My favorite one's called Sun Fiber. And it's totally tasteless. It's completely clear. It goes into liquid, so you can put it in anything, mm-hmm. you know, tea, water, juice, you name it. And it just holds your sugars in suspension. Mm-hmm. So it's like a crossing guard, right, so that you don't get that kid in trouble as it's crossing the street, right? So
yeah.
You want to buffer your blood sugar for sure.
Yeah. I'm going to jump back to honey, because I want you to talk about the difference between the honey little bear and getting raw local grown.
Oh yeah.
So talk to us about that a little bit.
Sure. So when we test honeys, it turns out there's a lot of adulterated honey out there. And unfortunately, cheap honey that's often put in a little plastic container like a bear, mm-hmm. a lot of those honeys can be actually corn syrup cutting the honey. They've tested honeys where there's no honey in the honey, which is terrifying, but it's happening. Yeah. So we do want to look for real honey, because the difference is tremendous. So even if they use bees just to sort of like create a honey taste, what they're doing is often sticking troughs of sugar outside of the bee's lair. They come out of their hive, they feast on white sugar just in troughs, then go right back into the hive. And that's causing a terrible illness, because their immune systems are so weak from only eating sugar. They're not collecting all the pollen, they're not collecting all those vitamins from the flowers. Then unfortunately the bees are not doing well. So we're seeing a real collapse in bee populations. But besides that, we're seeing really bad honey on the market. So please go visit your local health food store, your local farmer's market, get to know where real honey comes from. Because when you pick honey from your own environment, you definitely want to pick raw, because it means they pressed those beautiful cells to express the honey instead of heating the honey up to get it to flow out of the hive. Because the problem with pasteurized honey mm-hmm. is that when we heat it up, we damage the honey and it's no longer antimicrobial. So one of the great benefits of honey is it kills candida, which is the yeast that makes us feel crazy and crave sugar. And it also has a tendency to just cause more of these health issues, because we don't have all of the natural factors in there. We don't have the propolis or any of the good quality B vitamins that naturally occur in raw honey. So the cool thing is raw honey is delicious. It's creamed. It's naturally creamy when it comes out of the hive. So you're going to have a product that's completely different looking. It's going to look like traditionally creamed honey, where it's almost like it's got butter in it. It's crazy good. Unlike pasteurized honey, which runs very thin, like almost like a maple syrup. Mm-hmm. So definitely raw honey all the way. You can tell I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I know. And so as am I, because it has really, when I used to have allergies, I was still having stuff going on and sensitivities. The raw honey helped so much, but I had to educate myself on not eating from the little bear. And it makes a huge difference. And the taste. When you get real honey, it's amazing. It's amazing. So what?
Yeah, just put it on something with fiber.
Yes. You're teaching us a lot about how to network our ingredients together, or put our ingredients together in order for them to serve our body as well. Talk to us a little bit about Live It.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Live It is what I see as, you never fall off the diet. You just simply choose every day to pursue health. And in doing so, you create an entire system of habits and beautiful menus that support your wellness. Mm-hmm. So letting go of the diet where it's like 21 days and you're not going to eat any carbohydrates and you're like, let's stick with a little diet food prison, right? Yeah. We're letting go of the paradigm and embracing a beautiful live it where it evolves over time. It changes just according to your goals. You just eat according to your goals. Mm-hmm. So if your goal is to get strong, if your goal is to be smart in 10 years, if your goal is to be able to pick up your grandkids or whatever it is, yeah. We eat in harmony with those goals and we just keep supporting those goals and making them a reality by embracing anti-inflammatory foods that are nourishing and truly embracing whole foods instead of processed foods.
That's amazing. So you also believe in individuals using supplements. So what are your top three supplements to help with hormonal health?
So with hormone balancing, I do feel that one of the great things that can be helpful is supplements that help to balance your blood sugar. Mm-hmm. So that can be tremendous. And, you know, there's bitter melon is very helpful. Chromium is very helpful. Any of these, cinnamon even has been researched for keeping your blood sugar balanced, because if we keep that dialed in, we're going to be in absolutely fantastic shape. Mm-hmm. And then we need to look at, I find a lot of the traditional Chinese medicine really tremendous. And I really highly recommend people go visit, especially in the change of life, check out a real traditional Chinese medicine doctor, because they're trained for 7 years in how to read your pulse, look at your tongue, look at your symptoms, and then match the herbs and the acupuncture directly to what you're going through. That can be incredibly helpful. But in their arsenal, you know, there's a great herb that's very helpful for the change, which is Dong Quoi, can be really helpful. And Vitex is another Western herb that I've really leaned in on. The neat thing about Vitex is not only is it great for especially perimenopausal symptoms, but it also is very good for mood problems. So it helps balance your moods, which is really neat that it has this side benefit, which I really appreciate. So there you go. There's just a few that I throw out there.
Yeah. I have not heard of Vitex before, which is interesting because
that's... Yeah, Vitex is called Chase Tree. So you might have heard it.
Oh, I have heard of that. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Which is so humorous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Chase Tree was considered to make people chaste. So it was given in the early, early days to help keep a woman virginal until she was married off, when in fact, it's actually just really great for hormonal balance. So, I don't know why in the world they thought it was going to help keep women chaste. If anything, a hormonally balanced woman is a woman who's with a higher libido. So
maybe a woman made it up and then...
yeah, right?
Yeah, she's just like, keep us chased. Wink, wink. Yes, I'd heard of it. Yeah. My oldest son is a landscape architect, and we're always like plants and herbs and looking up information and so forth. I'm like, how did I not hear that one? So yeah, I heard of Chase Three. So yes.
Yeah, cool.
We know that nutrition and dietary modifications are so important as we navigate midlife. Talk to me a little bit about additional lifestyle changes that we should be incorporating as well.
Well, the number one thing that will change your life for the better is lifting heavy stuff. Mm. Because over the age of 50, it becomes extremely difficult to build muscle. And we need to be most scared of, you know, everyone's worried about osteoporosis. Mm-hmm. Even scarier than osteoporosis is sarcopenia, which is muscle loss. Mm-hmm. And that's when you become frail. That's when we have really high increase in falls. And 1/3 of people within a year of breaking their hip will pass away. So we really have to focus on strength training to keep our mobility, to keep the ability to walk off the curb. And if you roll an ankle, you're still going to be able to find your footing. You know, there's those funny things that we don't connect the dots on, or like you lift your groceries out of the car. And if you have not been strength training, you know, that 10 pounds or 15 pounds on one shoulder might throw you into pain for an incredible amount of time. But if you have been to the gym, kind of making sure, even if you can't make your muscles bigger, if you're in your late 50s, early 60s, you can make those muscles the same size, but so much stronger, and strengthen your bone. That's the cool thing. When we lift heavy things, we actually flex the bone slightly. And in doing so, it calls a message to the body, lay down extra calcium and magnesium and all the minerals here, because this bone needs to be strengthened. So it's one of the greatest ways to offset sarcopenia and osteoporosis, but also an incredible way to keep your weight balanced, because muscle is a glucose sink. So the second we exercise, build muscle, that's going to keep our insulin way down. And that's going to keep our glucose in balance. So I used to be like abhorrent, hated the gym, like intimidated, you know, walk in there like, oh, consistently get nervous about it. So I actually just started to work with what worked for me, which I will say, there's some wonderful trainers out there. Like, we do run we run an anti-inflammatory support group, and I've had such a good time. I have five actual people in there, and one of them is a movement teacher and one of them is a yoga teacher, just to really help people fall in love with moving, because that's a big problem, right? It's just people kind of live from the neck up and they do a lot of writing, a lot of reading, and they just don't like to move. So as we have fun moving and get into a video class where you have the positive feedback, it really can have you spark joy in this area of your life. And funnily enough, when you fall in love with movement, which I only did when I was probably like 46 is when I really fell in love with movement, you find yourself just having your moods so much higher. And when your moods are higher, your fuse is longer with your loved ones. Cause I mean, that's what we're really here to talk about, right? Is like, you're in the change. You might have landed on this podcast because you're irritable and you find everything a struggle, and exercise is just the perfect place to express yourself. Like today I had like one of these crazy days where I'm just stacked interviews and tons of cool stuff. So I woke up extra early and I just pounded out 3 kilometers on the rower, and it just set up my whole day. And now I just feel like mentally clear and I have that checkbox done, right? And that's a big reason why I was able to finally balance my weight to where I wanted it, was falling in love with movement. Yeah.
So happy you said that. People underestimate how you feel. You may feel tired going there. You may even feel tired there, but when you get done, the energy that you feel, the vibrancy, it really is a game changer. Yeah.
It is, man. It's fantastic.
Yep, it is. Talk to us a little bit about any ongoing research, any emerging trends that you're seeing that we need to jump on right now.
Double your protein. So there was brand new research that was just released that we got the protein equation completely wrong. So as a nutritionist, we're always taught to help people understand how much protein they need. So we would take your body weight in kilograms and times it by 0.8. Mm-hmm. It's not nearly enough protein. Now we're understanding that, especially over the age of 50, you require up to 1 gram of protein for a kilo at the lowest end, and at the highest end, 1 gram of protein per pound of ideal body weight. So I will say, you know, if we're carrying a lot of extra weight, we don't want to include that, but take your ideal body weight. Like, remember what you weighed when you were say 20, mm-hmm. imagine that amount and then take it to grams. And that might be the upper end of protein for a day. Like, crazy. Easily 2 or 3 times the amount of protein that people traditionally eat. And when you eat that much protein, sugar slides to the background. You barely want to eat sugar because protein is so satiating and so hormonally balancing. So if you want more serotonin, eat protein. Want more dopamine, eat protein. Because these neurotransmitters require the amino acids, which are the building blocks of protein. So it's totally changed my life. Like, I'm going to show you my lunch. It's taco meat that's going to go on a salad, you know, my breakfast, 3 eggs and a protein shake. Like, I just have totally changed how I eat. Mm. And I just feel so strong for it. So and so much more even keeled. My husband certainly likes this, Julie.
Yeah. you're sleeping now. Your husband's like, eat this egg, eat another egg, get some more protein
in. He's going to cook. Yeah, he's going to burp for sure.
I love it. Julie, you have been such a wealth of knowledge. I so appreciate it. I have two more questions for you. So what are you reading or listening to right now?
I'm actually listening to Andrew Haberman's podcast on happiness. It's 2 hours long. Andrew Haberman's one of the great nutritional researchers in the world, and I just love everything he does. I am reading right now. I just finished. I should probably give a plug to the book I just finished, which is called Starving Cancer Without Starving Yourself. So as a nutritional researcher, that was an incredibly empowering book. So if you know anyone, because unfortunately 1 in 3 people will have some sort of cancer in their lifetime, it's just so important for us to empower ourselves with the nutritional tools to shut down the fuel lines to cancer. Mm-hmm. So you can do so much there. And I'm trying to remember the name of the author, but it's a very intriguing book that you can buy on Amazon. It's very popular. And then I also been reading Life Force by Tony Robbins, which is super cool. Yeah. He had a huge health scare. He had a mercury poisoning and his health was going at the age of 60. Yeah. And he's like, I got too much to live for. So he doubled down and got every sort of advanced functional medicine doctor on board. And now he's thriving. Now I think he's 65 and he's thriving. So really exciting book. I would recommend checking that one out for sure. And I've also been reading my own book because I am impressed with it. So I have to read it and read it and read it.
Oh, you have another book coming out?
I have Meals That Heal Inflammation completely renovated. So it's probably got 40% new content and tons of new recipes. And it's just a real delight. Really excited.
When is that coming out?
That's coming out January 2025.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'll be looking for that because I love what you're doing. What you're writing.
Awesome.
And thank you for the book recommendations because I'm like going down the list. I get on little spurts. So I was like Christian books and now I'm on business books and now health is back in my rotation. So that'll give me opportunities to listen to. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Julie, how can folks find you?
Well, my website is juliedownlock.com. Also, you can go to thrivewithjulie.com if you want to explore our anti-inflammatory support groups. We have 5 coaches in there. We have an herbalist, a life coach, myself, the nutritionist, a movement teacher, and a yoga instructor. And it's just so powerful and very affordable. It's a monthly membership where you just get so much inspiration to stay the course, to stay on the live it instead of the diet. And then all my social handles are the same. Just check out at Julie Danlock on all social media.
Thank you so much. Thanks again. Do you want to leave us with anything else?
Where there's health, there's hope. And where there's hope, there's everything. So just know that health is the gateway to everything you've ever wanted to create. Want more wealth? Focus on your health. You want more happiness? Focus on your health. You want better relationships? Focus on your health. Because when you're healthy, you can generate everything else. And that's why I'm so thrilled to help people get healthy, because it just opens up the possibility of what's there, right?
Yeah, it does.
Absolutely.
It
does. And thanks, Stephanie.
You're welcome.
You're awesome. I love your energy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Everyone, thank you once again for listening to Hello Hot Flash, where we help you control the midlife change. Make sure to check out the show notes where we will include links to all of the things that we discussed today. Here's to your health.